KHUM is freeform independent radio from Humboldt County, California. Learn more at khum.com.
You are listening to KHUM, Humboldt Grown Radio Without the Rules. It's 2:30 in the afternoon, and we are now going to start the lovely Coastal Currents. There's the beautiful background music. Thank you to the sponsors of Coastal Currents. Thank you to Cocotat and to Bayside Garden Supply. And thank you to Solutions Eco Store in the Plaza as well. Thank you very, very much, sponsors. And now we'll bring up the telephone line where Delia is standing by. My understanding is somewhere in the wilds of Mendocino. Is that right, Delia?
Yeah, that's right. I'm actually sitting on this beautiful bluff in Mendocino right now. This is gorgeous out here. I don't know how it is in Humboldt, but it's sunny and warm and out of the ocean. Perfect setting.
You're in double Mendocino, not just Mendocino County, but Mendocino City itself.
I'm in Fort Bragg.
Okay. Well, there goes my joke. Fine. Well, awesome. That is a beautiful part of the world to be in. So awesome. I'm glad you're having a good day. Well, who's our guest today on Coastal Currents?
Today our guest is Madison Peters, who is our coastal programs coordinator for the North Coast Environmental Center. And she's also on the line. Hey, Madison.
Hey there.
Hi, Madison. thank you for taking some time to talk to us on Coastal Currents.
Not a problem. It's exciting.
We're going to talk about something that's a little bit into the future right now, but it's important to get out the word early in the game. And also, Madison just went to a conference about this. It's the Coastal Cleanup Day, and this happens every year, and it's in September. So I thought it'd be a good idea if Madison would tell us a little bit about it and tell folks how to get involved, because we're right in the middle of the planning process right now already. So I'll throw it over to Madison to explain more.
All right, yeah. So Coastal Cleanup Day this year is going to be Saturday, September 17th. It's really exciting. As Delia said, I did just get back from a conference. We did a little bit of planning and went over some new stuff for this year. So very excited to get a head start on this. Coastal Cleanup Day started back in Humboldt County in the 70s, so it's been going on for a long time before it became an international Coastal Cleanup Day. So we're lucky there. We have over 60 sites available in Humboldt County, both beach, creeks, and parks around. So you can be a captain and create your own team or join a team that already has a captain, or you can even sponsor Coastal Cleanup Day. We'd like you to contact coastalcleanup@urnec.org for that. Last year, for 2015, it was on September 19th. We got over 13,000 pounds of trash, which is like about 6 to 8 tons, a little bit more than that, out of our oceans and off our beaches and our creeks and waterways. It's pretty big.
Yeah, that is a lot.
Yeah,
and I want to really emphasize what you said right at the beginning there, is that Coastal Cleanup Day is international, but it actually started in Humboldt County.
Yeah, it's really cool. It's a neat little piece of history that the NEC is really proud of and excited to, be able to tag along with. It's really important to get all that trash out of our waterways and off of our beaches, because it does accumulate. 13,000 pounds is like crazy amounts of debris and whatnot. So we always want to do our part. And, cleanups don't happen just once a year. We do them year-round here at the NEC and through other organizations in Humboldt County as well, too. So you can always do your part. This year we got
great. You can always be a part of cleanups, and they're happening all the time. But this one's a little bit special because we really track every little piece of debris that is picked up, and this happens internationally. So you really get this really cool snapshot of what is being found and how much of each item.
Yeah, and the Coastal Commission, it's through them and through the Ocean Conservancy, and they track all this data, and there's like a map of a worldwide of how much debris has been collected, where it's been collected, and when it was collected. And this, that kind of ties into this year, they're launching the CleanSwell app from the Ocean Conservancy, which will help us remove the paper data cards that we have and just do it solely through our cell phones or on a computer, and which automatically inputs the data into that map, so we have that right at our fingertips. It's a really cool little piece of technology. You can win levels, and you know, however much trash you collect, it like bumps you up. It's amazing how cool this technology is.
Yeah, definitely. And you also mentioned how there's a lot of different sites in Humboldt, so maybe we should just explain a little bit again how it works. You can organize a team, and can this be like, this can be a business or a school or just a group of friends, is that right?
Oh yeah, you can do it by yourself, you can grab a group of friends or a school. We have several schools who participate. We also have a lot of businesses that participate as well too. We have over 60 sites in Humboldt County, and you know, not all of them are claimed every year, but people sometimes do multiple sites. The cleanup goes from 9 to noon, so you can hop around to all the different beaches if you want. But we don't just do beaches. We do up creeks or along parks or along the trails in Eureka or back in the forest. It's kind of, you know, it's more than just a coastal cleanup day. It's clean up, you know, our planet pretty much.
I like the fact that people can kind of, they can kind of make it their own. So like if there's a, let's say there's a section of land that you take a walk 3 or 4 times a week and you notice this place is getting pretty trashed up, then you can organize a team and clean that specific thing, this area of the coast that means something to you.
Exactly. And that's also a neat thing about the app too, is it's not, the app isn't just for coastal cleanup day, it's for every day. So that data is tracked year round. So you can see how much you're removing out of that area and how like clean it's getting over time.
And the data from that app probably goes into a larger, like, data bank. So
it does, yeah, and it breaks it down. You can see, like, what type of trash was picked up, you know, like, if it was cigarette butts or plastic, which is, you know, out of last year and the past, actually, I think it was 15 years that they said, when we went down for the conference, the number one trash item that's always picked up every year is cigarette butts. Last year in Humboldt County alone, we picked up over 6,000. And then, you know, the top 10, that's number one. And the other 9 are single-use plastic items. So we, you know, beyond just the picking up the trash, we could also be doing, you know, our just trying to help cut down on those by like refusing plastic straws or plastic bags. You know, we have the bag ban, but some places don't, you know,
right,
have that yet. And that's also, I think, up for voting again this year to ban the bag, which would be a really big one for us that helps out, you know, cut those off the beaches. And then,
yeah, that's right. The single-use plastic bag ban is on the ballot again for the entire state of California. You know, we have our bag ban in Arcata. A lot of other cities do, but the whole statewide one is up again. We already shot it down, and the plastic bag companies put it back on the ballot, so that's a really big one to watch out for in the upcoming poll.
Yeah, because we did see a decrease of the plastic bags on our beaches, you know, from our cleanups that we've had throughout the year and whatnot. So it'd be really sad to see that go up again if they were you know, not banned fully, but it's, you know, anything can help. We just, you know, cut back on our single-use plastic items, put our trash where it belongs in the can or recycling bin. You know, we can do our part to keep it all clean, but this one day is kind of the biggest get-together and great source of, It's not just like cleaning up. It's a lot of fun. People get really excited over it. It's at the same time as the North Country Fair. So it's a big, big day.
So if people want to get involved and make sure that they're actually really a part of the Coastal Cleanup Day, do they need to contact you or the NEC and make sure that they have a site and they're signed up?
Yeah, so they the official email, which would be easiest to contact, would be coastalcleanup@yournec.org. But you can also call the office, 707-822-6918, and ask for myself or anybody else in the office could also help you pick out a beach or join a team if you don't want to necessarily be the site captain for a particular site. But it's a lot of fun. I encourage everybody to join, or even if you don't want to maybe show up or can't show up, just promote it. Say, hey, go make sure your friends are out there cleaning up the beach on September 17th, or plug it anywhere. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, definitely. So, again, a little ways away, but something to definitely mark on your calendar and get your group together and go out there and have a fun day.
Yes, save the date.
Well, great, Madison. Thanks so much.
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah.
Always fun to be on Coastal Currents.
Well, thank you very much. We appreciate it. And again, I'll just mention your website address, because there's a lot of information about Coastal Cleanup Day and all kinds of other stuff as well. So it's
there is.
YourNEC, YourNEC.org, and all the stuff is up there.
Perfect.
Yep.
All right. Well, thanks, folks. Delia, is there anything else we need to cover?
I don't have anything else.
All right.
Yeah.
Well then we will wrap up Coastal Currents for this week, and I thank you both for your time. Very, very much. And Delia, we'll talk to you again next week.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Madison.
Bye-bye. Have a good one.
All right. Bye.
All right. That will do it for Coastal Currents. As you know, we podcast this. And you can subscribe to the podcast at KM.com. It'll come to you automatically. Or you can just go to KM.com and retrieve the individual podcast to relive the magic that is Coastal Currents. And big, giant thanks to Coquitat and to Bayside Garden Supply and the Solutions Eco Store on the Plaza for sponsoring Coastal Currents.
This has been a KHUM production. For more information, check out khum.com or search KHUM in iTunes.